What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, April 22nd, 2020, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So let's get right on into it. First of all, it is Earth Day, which is when all the global warming people are out there saying, see, the fact that it's snowing shouldn't discourage you from believing that you humans are wrecking the planet and we need to have much fewer of you. Well, we'll see what happens with all of that. All righty. I think at this point, it's becoming very obvious that there has been a tremendous overreaction to the COVID-19 pandemic, if you can even still call it that. And a lot of Americans are very angry. There are clearly efforts to try and redirect that anger away from the government, toward China and toward Russia. And every time the government gets into a real mess, they try and find a distraction. Change the focus, change the story. Beirut barracks gets bombed. The next day they invade Grenada, that kind of a thing. And my concern is that as more and more Americans become angry with this house arrest that we're all under, that they're going to look for some other kind of a distraction. So the Americans stop thinking about that and start thinking, oh, we've got something else going on here. And that, of course, means starting a war with somebody. And right now it looks like Iran is number one on the hit parade because Donald Trump has issued orders to the Navy that the next time Iranian gunboats harass American ships in the Gulf, the Navy is authorized to destroy them, basically open fire. And this is a tremendous escalation of the tensions with Tehran. Now, the concern that we have here is that you're going to see the U.S. wander into Iranian waters, at which point the Iranian forces would have to respond. Then there's a firefight. And the U.S. insists, oh, no, we were in international waters. Absolutely. We've got GPS and everything. So the other part of the escalation, of course, is that Iran has launched their first military satellite that succeeded. It's in orbit now. And, of course, the corporate media is out there saying, well, you know, this is a rocket that could eventually carry a nuclear warhead. And we've got to be aware of Iran's nuclear program. They're back to the Iran nuclear program. Not a shred of proof has ever been found that Iran is developing nuclear weapons, but by golly, we're going to dust off that lie and run it past the American people so that they've got something to be afraid of, and they stop thinking about how the U.S. government may have destroyed our entire economy with this lockdown. All right, we already have callers on the line. Let's start with Joe in Maui. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. I have a few things that I want to vent off, and I just want to tell you that I've listened to your program for years now, and I really think you're awesome, and I look clear, too. So what I want to talk about first... I hope so. So the biggest thing that's just got me up in a fury and just got my blood boiling is that we almost had zero cases of the virus up until supposedly, this is what they say, I don't believe what they say, is that a worker that came in sick and spread it to all the other employees and spread it to all the people that were there. But, you know, we got them dying here. They sent them over from Kauai and then they're, you know, put them on ventilators and whatever, and they die. And it's like a, I'm sorry, I got to calm down. It's like a Petri dish. It's like, come, let's get everybody sick so we can get more money. And I'm not exaggerating. The people at the very beginning, the nurses and doctors are saying, we need better equipment. We need better protective stuff. And they're just like, hey, we can send you home. We'll find someone to take your place. And then they're threatening these people's jobs to the point where, you know, they go to the council people and the mayor and everything and say, hey, it's either sit around with this incompetent staff and all this viruses and stuff, or lose their jobs. And Mike, it's just escalated every day from 6 to 12 to 20 to 6. We didn't have a problem. What I'm saying, and I want your, you're a smart guy. I want you to tell me what you think about this. It's like they want this virus to spread, because if you know anything about Maui Memorial, it's the filthiest hospital. They send everybody to Oahu because they can't do surgeries there because it's filthy. And Kaiser took it over, and they haven't spent a penny to fix it up in 3 years. They've been dragging their knuckles on the ground to do anything to fix it. And so this is like the perfect opportunity for them. Oh, let's get everybody sick, and let's make a big deal of this, and then we could get all this money, because apparently they get $39,000 a patient that has it, and how many gets on respirators get even more money. I mean, it's just, it's a money grab. It's clear and simple. The people are asking for protective equipment. Nah, go home. You don't like it? Too bad. You know, and each day it just keeps going and going and going. We don't have that many people here on Maui. But yet, this is a perfect opportunity for them to fix Maui Memorial. And anyway, I need to calm down because I have a couple more things I want to talk about. Second is...
Well, before you go to those other things here, yeah, there is no question that doctors and medical practitioners and hospitals are being financially incentivized to see everything as COVID-19. It's like the witch hunts of Europe. You know, if you pay people to hunt witches, they'll see witches everywhere. And we're seeing exactly the same mechanism here, where patients who are diagnosed with COVID-19, they get $13,000 for the doctors in hospital. And if they're put on a ventilator, they get the $39,000. And yet 80% of the people put on ventilators wind up dying because the ventilators are literally blowing up the lungs from inside.
Correct. And furthermore, the virus itself, glasses back on. What about this hydrochloroquine or whatever? That stuff works. When they tested 1,000 people that were gravely ill in France, all of them got better within a couple days. Oh, no, we can't look at that. We can't deal with that. No, don't talk about that. What the heck?
Well, because it's very, very inexpensive. It's not patentable. I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's a cash grab. And right now, everybody's out there trying to get the contracts for an eventual coronavirus vaccine. And my guess is probably one of Bill Gates' companies will get it.
Correct. But I'm not going to take it. And then I've been told that even if you were to get tested... because I don't have the symptoms, I don't want to get tested, no reason for it. But even if you were, if you've had a flu shot within the last 5 years, it's going to come out positive. And so what the heck do you want to get tested for if it's going to come out positive? Because then it just blows up their figures even higher. And it's like you don't have a fever, you don't have a sore throat, you don't have the symptoms. Then what the heck do you need to get tested for, you know? And it's like Maui, and I don't know about the rest of the Hawaiian Islands, we're like 2 years behind everything. You know, they got to stick something up your nose and go to your brain practically and wait 10 days if you want to find out if you got it or not. I mean, we are so in the dark, and yet I called my doctor 4 or 5 days ago because I had an accident on my bicycle, and I just want to get some antibiotics or whatever. And I spent all day, and finally I just went into the refrigerator and grabbed my own. Because you can't even reach your doctor. You can't even call the hospital. And I sure in the hell don't want to go to Maui Memorial when it's just a petri dish of diseases. And I just see this all as a fraud. I've been hearing that, you know, they couldn't beat Trump. You know, and I know you're not a big Trump fan. I mean, I know you like him better than Hillary, and I'm about the same with you on that. But they couldn't beat him with the Russia, and they couldn't get him with the collusion. And this is a last-ditch effort for them. If they can crush the economy and make everybody just totally wiped out, then maybe we could beat them that way, you know? And it's like, I believe that's what this is really about, because we have people, more people dying from old age and car accidents and smoking and what have you than this damn virus. And, you know, they just want to blow it way out of proportion. And I believe that it's true. I believe that the people get it and get sick. I don't deny that. But I don't think that we're so weak and so wimpy that we couldn't go through with this. And I got my friends in Nevada that are losing, that have lost their jobs, people in Hawaii, that Mike, all the people in my community, I paid my rent, okay? But almost all of them got the notice from the manager because no one could pay their rent. Nobody could afford to live. They live so to go to work to pay the rent to live, and everybody is just getting screwed. And this is. I'm sorry. I'm gonna end this. I think this is a fraud. I think this is a fraud that the government, that the Democrats can't beat them this way, so they're going to throw their last ditch effort to take down Trump, and this is it. Can you please elaborate on that, please? And I won't talk anymore.
Well, Joe, it's very obvious looking at people like Nancy Pelosi that, yes, they're trying to exploit this to bring down Trump. But the crash of the economy, Trump can successfully say it was the fault of the coronavirus. Where that's going to backflash on him is people saying, you know, we didn't need to do that. I mean, if you look at Sweden, they ignored the coronavirus fears. They kept their economy open. It has a mortality and illness rate similar to the United States. And so more and more people are beginning to say, we destroyed our economy and millions of businesses for absolutely no gain whatsoever. That will come back to haunt Donald Trump come November here. So everybody out there is trying to find, you know, how can I use this to further whatever agenda they're furthering, whether it's gun control. Apparently Theda Grunberg is out there trying to use coronavirus to push her agenda against global warming. And
right,
some of these linkages get pretty ridiculous, I have to say right now. But yeah, everybody is just pounding on this thing for whatever their particular cause happens to be. And we ordinary mortals, if you will, are left to deal with the illness, the real illness and the real deaths at the same time that our livelihoods have been destroyed.
Correct. And China, they don't want this. They wanted to create this and because Trump has played hardball with them and he's tightening up the sanctions. And so the best thing that they could do is make it so hard on Trump to get him voted out, so then they can go back to their kickbacks and their sweetheart deals and everything's back to the same. So it's not like Trump is fighting just the Democrats. He's got China. I think Russia's okay right now. I'm not really bashing on Russia so much. This is a new world order that they are trying to take over, and all my friends keep telling me, oh, it's coming out. They're going to arrest him. Oh, they're going to throw him all in jail. Oh, they're going to... I'm so sick of hearing that crap. I've been hearing that crap for years. You know, show me something. You know, show me something. Because it would be nice to see the people that were dirty and been playing this line ball games for so many years. But I keep hearing it, and I'm sick of hearing it. Don't even tell me. Show me. You know?
Exactly.
But anyway.
You know, don't tell me things are going to get better. When they actually get better, get back to me.
Well, I'm so glad that you moved to, Indiana? And,
yes.
And you're got back to your family and got back to, you know, I was planning on moving to Nevada, but I stayed tight here in Hawaii, and we're just going to lock down and deal with the 2 years behind the time lifestyle here, and hopefully this thing fixes itself sooner than later. But it's nice to talk to you, Mike.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Thank you for the phone call, and it you know, Hawaii is nice. I still miss it, and you know, at some point in the future, I want to come back there for a vacation and visit the old haunts, because we lived there for a little more than 20 years. So I still consider myself Hawaiian deep down inside.
right on. And once you're Hawaiian, you're always Hawaiian. And, you know, I just really wanted to get this stuff off my chest. Okay, thank you.
All right. We're going to switch over now to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Did you get the invitation yet?
Which invitation?
Hello? Paul from New Jersey and Dustin are having a party, but you got to wear a mask and gloves.
Okay.
You get it?
Well, I've got a Lone Ranger mask. I could wear that.
Mike, here's what I called it. I called about a couple of things.
Yes.
Anyways, you know, Trump is pumped like between Trump and the Federal Reserve, or however you want to call it, they pumped over $6.5 trillion into the economy just since this coronavirus has happened. 1.7 of that, 1.7 trillion has went to Main Street, and the rest has went to corporations and Wall
yes.
Street. Now, anybody who thinks the stock market, that money has got to go somewhere, okay? I don't care what anybody says. That money that went into Wall Street and went into, the corporations is going to go somewhere, and it's going to go back into the stock market, I promise you. If the stock market goes down and wipes out these people's, pensions, and the teachers' pensions and the 401ks, Trump will not get elected. It doesn't matter what anybody says, the independents will not vote for him. So that stock market, I am betting, is going to go way back up. It may not hit 30,000 by the time he comes back in November, but I guarantee you it's going to be close. And there's a lot of good values, and that's kind of what I think. And it's going to go up with gold too. Gold is getting ready to break 1,800. And, Bank of America put out a thing the other day that said, they think it's going to go over 3,000. So,
yes.
The other thing I want to talk about real quick is you had a caller after Dustin yesterday by the name of Andy from Texas.
Yes.
And I just got to say, Andy, if you're listening, Andy, all these guys are actors. I thought when he called yesterday, I thought somebody was going to die the way he was talking. Every one of these guys, Obama was a bigger actor than Trump. Obama fooled all the black people into thinking that he was doing something for them, and he didn't do anything for them. He put them in a worse position than they are now. And he fooled all the poor white people that he was going to do something for them, and he didn't do nothing for them either. So, this guy Andy is calling and ranting and raving, that Trump has, Trump's an actor. Of course he's an actor. Don't vote for him. I'm not going to vote for him. November, no matter what, he hasn't fulfilled his promises like he promised. He's still in the Middle East running these wars with Syria. Why would you be in Syria? Oil's worth $10 a gallon or $10 a barrel. And what the hell would you be doing in Syria for that? I mean, what does Syria put out? 200,000 barrels a day. I mean, how could that be worth keeping our troops there?
It's not just oil, it's the currency the oil is being traded in. But you're right, with oil prices where they are right now, none of these wars make economic sense.
Exactly. So, like Andy and some of these other guys are really emotional about the whole thing. I mean, man, take a look. All these presidents, Clinton, they're all actors, all of them. There's not one of them. I mean, Reagan was an actor. Everyone since then has been an actor. Maybe not George Bush, but he got elected on his name. But all the rest of them, Obama's a huge actor. So I would stop. Some of your callers are really emotional. Don't vote for them. And the other thing is, don't fall for any of this Q nonsense. This anonymous person is not going to save you.
No, he isn't. He's a disinformation operative. Anyway, Steve, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And a quick reminder that Republic Broadcasting is holding a fundraising drive right now. That Front Sight Firearms Training Academy, that is a sweet, sweet deal for the gun lover in your life. And you might want to consider that if you can't afford the $500 donation, but you'd like to help out anyway. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. We're going to go back to the phones now to Steve Elkins. Steve, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
A couple things I wanted to address. First thing I want to address is that video that Keith Rogers sent you over yesterday. I just got it today. I guess it's a couple days old, but talks about it's a hot mic talking about it's a hoax, talking about the GFR. The global fatality rate being around 0.1 to 0.3 on the hot mic, and so the guy's saying, so it's a hoax. And if you listen to that really closely, you'll also hear is, I'm not worried about it, I got the vaccine, which is interesting because there is no vaccine yet, to my knowledge. But the point being is that it was a hot mic, so this thing is a fraud, no doubt about it. And I saw today that the Rockefeller Institute is going to be making quite a bit of money here. Evidently, they want to succeed in starting off with 30 million tests for the coronavirus a week, and at a cost of the total cost so far, which we know that'll be hyperinflated, but looking at possibly making $100 billion on this. But here's what I'm talking about also, is that there is no greater way to build a DNA base on you by drawing your blood and testing for COVID-19. Think about that for a little bit. It sounds a little sci-fi-ish, a little bit like the movie Gattaca, but you got to remember, these people are very evil, and I would not put it past them that somebody, I mean, they're listening to our email, listening to our phone calls and reading our emails and everything else on the surveillance of this, you know, the police state here. Why not build a DNA base on you anyway? So I've always been very suspicious of 23andMe and any of those DNA sites there to test your blood. And I'm quite certain it's not all legit. You know, they'll give you what you want to know, but I'm sure it goes into some kind of data bank. So that's something to think about when you hand over your blood, because actually, if you allow them to take your blood, you are giving them authorization for that. That's your property, actually. It's your property, but who's to say that they won't take that property and use it against you later on? Okay, what I want to get to is I'm getting a lot of emails on ventilator stuff, questions on ventilators and CPAP machines and BiPAP machines. I'm going to tell you what I know from my end of it. I'm not a respiratory therapist, but I do work with them, and I do know quite a bit about ventilators, in that people are asking me, are the ventilators causing the deaths? No. They're not. A ventilator is a device to sustain oxygenation, deliver oxygen, overcoming the circuitry itself and the endotracheal tubes, and you're talking about positive and expiratory pressures, PEEP pressures. What is possibly happening here, these patients that are not doing well on ventilators, the optimal goal is to have 100% oxygenation, but with some of these patients you get, you have to take that in steps. You can't get right to 100% because they have collapsed airways. Their alveolars, the air sacs in their lungs have collapsed, leading into a situation we called ARDS, adult respiratory distress syndrome. So it takes a while to get to that point to deliver the oxygen you want, and you have to be very careful how much PEEP pressure you use. Too much positive expiratory pressure there, and you get what you call barotrauma. You actually blow a lung out, and would you get what you call a pneumothorax, which then requires a chest tube to remove the air and reinflate the lung. So the ventilator's not killing anybody, but they're not talking about the comorbidities and the underlying health problems of people who are placed on a ventilator, which if you don't get 100% oxygenation soon and you have the collapsed airways, your body is in deficit for oxygen. And tissues don't like that. Organs don't like that. They like to be perfused with oxygen-rich blood. And if that can't happen, organs start dying out. That was what we call a multi-system organ failure. So I just want to make that sure it's clear that it's not a magic bullet. The ventilator is not a magic bullet. It can sustain life, give adequate oxygenation, but at some point in time, if you don't reach a certain oxygenation, tissue dies off, organs die off. It can buy you some time, but if you also already have a weakened immune system because your comorbidities or underlying health problems, you're just circling the drain. You can't reach the optimal oxygenation, and it gets worse and worse and worse. And the next situation, so we can overcome the pressures, the resistance of the endotracheal tube, we actually trach you. We put a trach in, so that takes away some of that so we can give a higher PEEP pressure. People are asking me about the CPAP machines and BiPAP machines. I guess Elon Musk got duped by the Chinese, thinking he was buying ventilators to send to California. He ended up buying BiPAP machines and PEEP machines. Well, the CPAP machine is continuous pulmonary alveolar pressure.
Sure. Steve, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We're going to come right back to you after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Steve Elkins, and Steve was telling us how Elon Musk apparently thought he was buying ventilators to donate to hospitals, and instead he got something else entirely. So, Steve, take it away.
Yeah, he got BiPAP machines and CPAP machines, not ventilators. So he got duped. This is what happens when people dabble in areas that they shouldn't be dabbling in. But I'm just going to go over real quick. I'm going to finish this little lecture up here quick. There's no test afterwards, but... BiPAP machines and CPAP machines, I'm getting a lot of questions on that. Can't they be used in replacement of a ventilator? No, they can't. They are not oxygen delivery. Their purpose is to bring pressure to inflate lungs, but not in the same fashion. The BiPAP is biphasic in two steps, and that's mainly for central apnea in the brain related, versus a CPAP, which is an obstructional apnea. And they have nasal now. The brand new ones are called nasal BiPAP or CPAP. But what you have, the problem with these other people are collapsed airways. I mean, they're collapsed alveoli. They're air sacs that grab the oxygen. They're collapsed, and you have to reinflate those. And with the ventilator, you can do it in steps by using a certain amount of PEEP and slowly trying to reach your goal of oxygenation. You can tell that by the finger probe. The pulse ox on the finger, that it'll tell you, well, we're coming up. That's all I wanted to mention, that those things can't be rigged with oxygen. They can't, and it's just the pressure itself, the continuous pressure with the CPAP, which does stand for continuous positive alveolar pressure, versus BiPAP, which is biphasic pulmonary alveolar pressure. They are not ventilators. They're not ventilators at all. It can't be fixed and changed over with oxygen to give the force and everything. Can't do that. That's all I can tell you on that. So I hope that clears the airway on the difference between a BiPAP, CPAP, and a ventilator. And the ventilator is more high-tech. It's got a lot of more different modes to get you to where you want to go. There's a lot of different modes on the ventilator. Not everybody can go on a certain mode. You have to work up to it. It's a long step, long process to bring back the dead, essentially what's going on there a lot of times. These people are just, they're not talking about the comorbidities. They're not talking about underlying health. And the longer you stay deoxygenated, the faster other organs, your comorbidities, your underlying health problems become a serious, serious problem. And that's probably what happens. And there's a point in time where they say, you know what, they're not going to survive. Let's let them go. When your kidneys shut down, and then now you're looking at throwing them on dialysis, there's the domino effect of system after system. And after a while, of course, your last system being the engine, your heart, that's the last one to go. So I hope that makes it kind of a little clear here. BiPAP, CPAP, and ventilator. Hope that clears up the airways.
Well, I'm sure it does.
No,
thank you.
No pun intended.
All right. Well, Steve, thanks an awful lot for the information, and thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Fran in Washington State. Hello, Fran. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. I haven't spoken with you since before you moved. So I have some questions and some observations. One observation is, so we know that all the media companies are controlled by six corporations, right?
Correct.
So one of my other observations and questions, okay, so for the people that are, quote, asymptomatic of COVID-19 symptoms are carriers. Now, if we are asymptomatic, aren't we immune?
Well, that's a matter of some debate right now. Asymptomatic simply means you're not showing symptoms, but you're carrying the disease and you are potentially contagious as well. But apparently, now that they're starting to bring the antibodies tests online, they're discovering that people who've had COVID-19 and recovered haven't generated enough antibodies to have immunity. So that whole herd immunity argument may have to be revised.
I think that this assumption that we are asymptomatic and not immune is a crock of bullpucky. And
okay.
So, you know, what is this whole thing got to gain by them telling us people that don't have it, oh, well, you're a carrier? What is behind that? And, oh, by the way, who does the AMA take their marching orders from? Answer, the pharmaceutical companies. It's the
yes.
Pharmaceutical companies that train the doctors.
Yes.
Right?
They provide quite a bit of the materials used in medical schools.
Yep, they sure do. So, six corporations control all mainstream media. And isn't it curious? I saw a montage the other day where it was a montage of a whole bunch of news anchors, and they were all saying the same thing at the same time, the same script.
Yes.
They have scripts. There's no investigative journalist left. Or if they are, they're not on mainstream media. So
So that's why the independent media is doing so well.
And, yeah, you know, this is much, there is much more going on in the background. And it's much more beyond politics. And, oh, by the way, the DNC does not have our best interests at heart. The DNC just wants more power and more control. And this whole thing is about power and control. And the deep state wants to keep theirs, and they've had power over us people. We've been little a slave race to their control for millennia, for major millennia. Yeah, you just need to dig deeper to know that this whole thing stinks.
Yes, you do. Yeah, it is all about power, and I don't think it's just the DNC. I mean, most of the people in the GOP, it's the same thing. It's about acquiring power and keeping it and using it and continuing it as long as possible. That's the nature of power, is it attracts the very people who should not be allowed to have it. But that is a reality we all have to live with.
And I'm pissed off all over again. They're doing to Bernie Sanders this year the same thing they did to Bernie last year. There are millions of people that are part of Bernie's message. And, you know, 4 years ago, they offered up Hillary, and now it's Biden. Oh, my God, I will not vote for Biden. So it's the same situation as it was 4 years ago.
Yeah, the leadership of the country is decided long before you and I walk into a voting booth.
Yeah. Oh, I saw a funny picture on Twitter the other day of Trump, and he was, the picture was him pointing, and it said, "They're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in the way."
Yes, I've seen that one.
Ah, gotta like that. Anyway, that's about all I've got in that question, everything. And, you know, who benefits from causing, oh, we're all going to die of this virus. Oh, and by the way, they're not testing for a virus. They're testing for exosomes. If you look into that, also, the body's cells emit exosomes in the presence of 5G, which, by the way, they blanketed Wuhan with 10,000 5Gs all at the same time, along with this, quote, virus. And don't forget that it was a Harvard professor whose associate was caught smuggling material to a lab in Wuhan from Harvard.
Okay, well, Fran, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here and switch to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. What do you know? What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I just, you know, a couple weeks ago I called in and I heard a caller on another show say that when this whole coronavirus reminded him of 9/11, it was like right after the first plane hit the building, kind of a moment. And I agreed with that feeling, you know, the general vibe. And I have to say that with what happened in the oil market, that was the boom. That's the start of the implosion to bring the buildings down, without a doubt. But it's the building that's going down is the financial system. And,
yes.
I mean, let's face it, we live in the petrodollar system. And to see negative $36 for the May contract, and what damage that's going to do to the derivative market, the trade market, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, the whole world financial system. It's already imploding, and there'll be more. You'll probably see a huge jump in gold, or possibly they could finagle a huge drop in gold. I mean, the system's so corrupt. But one thing's for sure, this is the implementation of the destruction of the economic system has started. Oil is a big, that's the backbone of our system, like once again with the petrodollar. I expect pensions to go bankrupt, states to go bankrupt, the federal government to go bankrupt, no more Federal Reserve. Hopefully we'll go to a gold standard, but you're seeing it. I mean, there's no doubt in that. I mean, you don't see negative, and there's somebody who was saying today there might be a negative $100 a barrel in the June contract soon. And I mean, if people knew the amount of economic damage that's being caused by this, it's going to make 9/11 nothing in comparison. And it's just amazing to watch and watch it being glossed over. You know, all the talking heads are talking about silly things. And meanwhile, where it hurts, where your money is, that's what you're going to be losing soon. And it's just, but in a way, I sometimes think Americans deserve it. So, I mean, our prosperity has just turned this country into a nation of degenerates and snowflakes. So maybe it'll toughen people up and make them be more self-reliant and kind of decentralize everything. That problem, I hope Trump takes the opportunity, the economic collapse, to decentralize power and to... once again, part of decentralizing power is destroying the Federal Reserve and the National Bank.
Yes.
And putting, and I think a gold standard would probably be best, because you can't just print your way out of a gold standard. You know, you got to, it brings everything back to reality.
You can't print gold.
And gold to me is the truth. And I read a good, somebody wrote a quote and I liked it. It says, "Truth is always dangerous to those that rule by deception." And so gold is truth, fiat is deception. And I'd like to say real quick that I really miss Bob Chapman at times like this. I don't know if you remember Bob. I know Robbie Noel and Bob and John Stadtmuller will remember him. But I used to love his and a time like this, it would be wonderful to be able to listen to him for an hour. So we miss you, Bob, wherever you are. I'm sure he's up in monetary heaven there. Gold's up there, you know, Golden Gates and all that.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to James in Tokyo. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm a little upset at you. I hear you are You're breaking curfew in Indiana. You got the corona going all around. I'm hearing that you're breaking curfew, and in the middle of the night, you're escaping to the Indiana strip club. And I have to tell you, Mike, that's a very dangerous...
The strip club has a sign in front of it saying "closed until further notice."
But I know you pull your strings, you get in there, and I got to tell you, Mike, if you're in there and if one of the strippers just collapses on stage due to the coronavirus, I mean, you might have to go through the horrible experience of being quarantined with about 14 or 15 strippers for 14 days, and guys at our age, it's pretty tough to do without a back pocket of extendivites. So please be careful, Michael. Please be
careful.
Got
my bottle here right there, ready to go. Okay.
And I want to talk about the corona just briefly in the U.S. and Japan. In the U.S., the first place that was quarantined was called New Rochelle, New York. It's in Westchester County, a 40-minute drive from New York City. I grew up down there, and a friend of mine from elementary school, works in the fire department, and I asked him, you know, what do you think? Is it real? Is it overdoing it or underdoing it? Or just give me your impressions. And he said, well, you know, there are 150 people in my department, 51 are out sick. Out of the 51, I would say maybe 40 are really sick, and the other just pussies who are just trying to get out of work, and they see a good chance to get out of work. He said, I just got home. the past day. We did two fires, but the rest was EMT work that I also do. And it wasn't like we're picking up people from the coronavirus. It seemed like a lot of the people had prior symptoms that just seemed to get worse. He said, in my opinion, this feels different than other types of viruses as it specifically targets people's illnesses. So I find that very strange. I talked to the nurses. I know them all. I know the nurses, the doctors, and they said, yeah, out of all these people you bring in, about 15% who are complaining of these symptoms actually do have the coronavirus, but not the rest. Can I stay over?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to hold you over, James. Don't hang up. We'll bring you back after these words from our sponsors.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with James in Tokyo. And James, if you could just pick up where you left off.
Okay. Well, I talked about New York, what my fire department friend was saying. So he says, yeah, it's serious, but it doesn't seem like there's
quite a lot of deaths. These are mostly people who were older and had prior conditions. Now, in Tokyo, it's a little different the way they do stuff from New York. I mean, I know how they do stuff in New York City, but I'm not exactly sure the conditions where my friend Pete works at in New Rochelle. But in Japan, well, they're cutting down bars hours. Like, you can drink during the day or up to 7, and the bars are shut. A lot of the restaurants, too. They open restaurants in the afternoon and close them by, like, 5 or 6, and no alcohol. They figure, you know, if you're going to drink alcohol, you're going to get close to people and talking to get your social distancing. Gyms are closed. Hair salons are closed. But what they don't do is they don't close the public transportation. They say it's a lot less, but it's a lot less for a public transportation like the subway, for example. Here, there are still many people just packed together, and this is where a lot of these main clusters that they say are coming from. So it's quite dangerous. And as a matter of fact, my son, one of his friends had it, the coronavirus, and I've known this kid for a long time. About 25, but he got over it, which is good. But he had it and he was actually one of the ones that got tested for it. And what he told my son was, you know, they test you, but I don't really think they're testing you actually for the Corona-19. I mean, the doctor was telling me, well, him, that anytime you get tested for this, you have so many coronaviruses, you, me, everybody that we've had all 4 years that are in our body. So a lot of these tests don't kind of work out the way they think they're going to work out because you have it already. And a lot of people say now have it already. So you've seen the number of cases go up daily. And recently for the past couple of days, and about everywhere in Japan, it's just starting to go down. Maybe what they were doing with Sweden with that, you know, herd approach has been having some benefits because rather than trying to delay everything, if you just let everybody get it, you get that herd resistance. And I believe this upsets a lot of Democrats because I think they just want to see the total economy collapse even more than it has now. Just to do anything to get Trump out. And that's my opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, how willing they are to cause so much misery for so many people just, you know, for politics situation. Anyway, listen, James, we're going to have to let you go. Say sayonara for now. We've got to take a break for patient identification. We'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.